This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Here's a guy, he's got to ride his bike to show off to everybody. I do nothing but work out. I can't even take a minute away from it.
He's doing a triathlon.
Mm-hmm. That would be nice to do a triathlon. I would drown first in the water. Then I would drag myself on the bike. Okay, I can do that. And because my running is really poor, I'd kind of limp through that.
You'll be
limping. Good luck with that.
Okay, so we're gonna interview Phil Heath while you're working out.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you're kind of showing off.
Okay, let me I'll pull out my dumbbells.
Do some curls.
So
while
I'll be
on
the bike and I'll be doing curls, presses.
You got 6 minutes. To
all
gain
with about
100 pounds of muscle.
There you go.
So.
Hey, Josh, what can you bench? Well, about 30 pounds. What do you think of that?
30's a good start. No problem.
I heard about you, Tom. You used to bench 300.
Yeah, I think I probably still could. But like I said, the world record now is 1150. So I don't think I could bench 1150. I'm almost certain I couldn't.
Super Dave could.
Nope.
Look at Super Dave.
Nope,
look at the physique on Super Dave. Here it is, a 55-year-old man.
At all, Dave's too tall to be a bench press guy. The shorter your arms are, the better you are at the bench press.
Oh, God, yes, yep. That is true. Welcome to the family with...
Officer Dave.
Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk.
And Andy Brent Bernard.
There you have it. I'm showing off. I'm on my bike while everybody else sitting on their ass. I can see it already. Here it comes.
Okay, here we got. I've got my nice little office set up here so I can track all my stocks. My favorite company got blitzed yesterday.
Is blitzed a good thing?
No, this was not a good thing.
This was not a good thing.
Not coming from the Department of Justice, filing a suit against favorite Apple, mm-hmm. saying that Apple is a monopolist. Their iPhone controls the marketplace. They control the marketplace for ready for this? Performance smartphones.
Yeah, what is that, Andy? Do you know what a performance smartphone even is?
I would imagine it's a smartphone with specs over a certain certain amount.
You don't know. You've never heard of it.
No one's ever heard of it.
Yeah. Every analyst that I've ever talked to about smartphones has never heard of performance smartphones.
Smartphone.
This sounds like a made-up term. Now, Apple does have a 20% share of the worldwide smartphone market. Depending on who you talk to, Apple has between a 58 and 60% market share in the United States of smartphones. I have never heard of performance smartphones in my entire career. And from what I remember, when Apple came out with their iPhone in 2007, it was laughed at by all those people who carried around the what may be considered the original smartphone.
BlackBerry?
The BlackBerry.
Yep, I had one.
Yeah, yep.
And if you didn't have a BlackBerry, you were not only not in and not cool, you were behind the times. You had to have that BlackBerry, and you constantly had to have your head down in that BlackBerry typing away.
Mm-hmm.
BlackBerry poo-pooed Apple's iPhone. Steve Ballmer of Microsoft, they'll be lucky to sell 5 million units of that iPhone. Nope, piece of crap. It didn't, couldn't do anything. It was only a music player with a phone and a camera, piece of garbage, no buttons. Who's going to buy one? Okay, so that's 2007. 17 years later, the Justice Department says Apple has obliterated the competition. They control prices. They have a walled garden, won't let anybody into their ecosystem. They need to be taught a lesson and forced to open up their garden and allow everybody in, because that's only fair. Apple is stifling competition. As a matter of fact, this morning on an interview on CNBC, one of the assistant attorney generals, Jonathan Cantor, was interviewed and said Apple should welcome the competition that brings this suit, that brought about this suit. Apple should welcome the competition. What do you mean welcome the competition? Apple has been competing in this marketplace for 17 years. I'm not going to say they came up with this idea of device, the smartphone that people carry around, and now bury their heads in that rather than bury their heads in a BlackBerry. BlackBerry is, I'm not going to say a thing of the past, but pretty much a thing of the past. And when Apple's competitors, let's see. There's Google with their Pixel phone. Microsoft tried to have a phone, but didn't work. There's Samsung. Now they have a phone, and if you would actually look at the Samsung phone and the Google Pixel phone, they look very, very, very similar to the iPhone. Why is that? Well, when the iPhone came out, actually before the iPhone came out, Eric Schmidt was sitting on Apple's board of directors. And one of the original manufacturers for Apple was Samsung. How do you like that? Plenty of competition out there. With the Justice Department saying that consumers have been harmed by Apple because they pay too much for Apple's devices and may pay too much for the apps on there. And Apple makes it difficult to send messages from an iPhone to an Android phone and won't allow you, if you're even an Android phone, to download all the emojis that Apple has. And that should be eliminated. And If I'm on an Android phone, I should be able to send messages to an Apple phone and vice versa. And one of the sites in the suit is a conversation between a customer talking to Tim Cook, where the customer said, geez, I'm having trouble sending certain videos to my mother.
Ooh.
And Tim Cook's response was, buy her an iPhone. Oh, now that's really indicative of Apple's dominance, the CEO telling a customer, buy your mother an iPhone. My goodness. Oh, Apple's CEO is promoting his product. Yep, the suit. Yep, hurts consumers and competitors of Apple. Apple hurts competitors. Huh. Let's see. Maybe we should change something with the Vikings, because the Vikings have not been hurting competitors.
No, they have not.
Yeah. Right. Okay. All right. What can we do? I'm thinking of Pete Rozelle, but that's I have to bring him back from the great beyond. But hey, Pete, the Vikings can't compete with the Packers. What can we do? You got to do something. Ah, that's it, Pete. File suit against the Packers. They're so bad. Yeah, here it is. Let's think of another way. Oh, here it is. We want Apple to open up its store to allow competitors in. Yep, I'm going to go to one of my favorite restaurants. Let's just say Jimmy's. You guys have been to Jimmy's, right?
Let's say Jimmy's. I love Jimmy's.
We love Jimmy's. Okay, and I'm going to walk into Jimmy's with some steak, some lobster. I'm going to walk right back to the kitchen, move the chef, the cooks out of the way, fire, you know, put my steaks right on the grill, put the lobster on the grill. I'm going to come back out to my table with those things and start selling them to all the patrons that are in Jimmy's, undercutting the Jimmy's prices. I'm going to keep the money and then sit there and smile. And Jimmy's is going to say, or Mike Jennings is going to come up to me and say, hey, Josh, you used the kitchen, and you sold your food in my restaurant. Don't you think you owe me a little bit of money? So, yeah, there it is. Okay, so competitors want to use Apple's platform without having to pay for it.
That is amazing.
So no different than me going into the restaurant and selling food to their patrons and say, I don't have to pay for that. Sorry.
Would love that. Yeah. Yeah, Mike would love that. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, I know. I know what Mike would do to me. Well, no, I shouldn't say that. He's smaller than I am. So I'd be accused of picking on him.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah. You know, this Justice Department suit is worse than a fishing expedition.
No, I understand that. No question about it. Now, I have to ask you a question. Do you, okay, every Friday, you get off the bike, you change clothes, and because you worked your ass off, you go out and have a huge lunch? Is that what you do?
No. I have a small lunch, or smaller lunch, but I do that every day, 7 days a week.
For how long?
Well, the bike could be an hour to 2 hours.
Whoa.
And that's either after I've run very slowly, you know, for half hour, 45 minutes. But I've got a great setup here. So I can talk to you or talk to other clients, catch up on any research. And then after lunch in the office for another 7 hours.
All you do is give, give, give. Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't give, give, give. I'm a good guy. I just happen to have a great lifestyle.
I love that when people say, you know what? I'm a good guy.
You're telling everyone that you're a good guy. Yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah, I've heard about how good a guy you are. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
I've heard
the
that.
Gauntlet
I've
has
heard
been
stories.
Thrown.
I've heard stories that you are a good guy. You know, you only give 15% of your income to various charities. Yep. Hey, you're a good guy. You're much better than most of the politicians, that's for sure, who barely give half of 1% of their income to charity. But they all tell you, yep, you're not paying your fair share.
Well,
but that's another story. Please don't get me started on that one.
I will not. I promise. There's no question about it. You know, I got to ask you guys a question, if you don't mind. So it doesn't look like Phil's going to make it today, Andy?
No, he was canceled but not taken off the schedule.
Oh, well, who would have done that?
I don't know. It's not important.
Well, it's kind of important because I've been waiting for Phil to jump on, so, you know. But in any case, it all works out anyway, because, like I said, I have to leave at 10:30 today because I'm talking to an advertiser, so, you know, trying to bring in dough to some, you know what I mean. It's all I ever do.
Shoulder
well, that's what you
wheel.
Should be doing. That's what you should be doing.
That's what I'm doing.
Talking to advertisers, talking to clients, building your business, keeping
exactly
people
it.
Employed.
Yep, that's exactly what we're doing. So I got to ask you a question, and this is, you know, for a couple of different generations here. You got Andy, you got Officer Dave, you got Josh and me. I don't think I've ever seen a period, and this has been bothering me quite a bit, I don't think I've ever seen a period where people are so incredibly obnoxious, and I believe it was social media that started it all. There's no question about it. Did you see that the phone call that young woman made to, I don't remember who she even called. It was a senator or a congressperson or something like that. I don't know who the hell it was. Did you hear when she called and threatened to kill them if they remove TikTok from American culture?
No.
You didn't hear about that?
No.
I am not exaggerating. She goes, yeah, this is me. I'm calling you. And her friends are laughing in the background. She sounds like she's probably about 16 years old, something like that. I just want you to know this is me calling. And her friends are like, ah, ha, 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 ha. And I want you to know something, that if you remove TikTok from me, I'm going to come and kill you. And her friends, this is to a United States senator or some kind of congressperson. They start laughing in the background, and then she starts laughing. Yeah, I am. I'm going to kill you. And she's laughing about it. How did we get to this point? Explain this to me, would you please?
Well, first off, given that she made a phone call, even with a cell phone.
Yeah.
And she threatened a U.S. congressperson.
Yep.
That would be I'm guessing, a federal crime.
Mm-hmm.
And that would that could have some of the federal officers knocking at her door.
Exactly.
I mean, Dave, if I were to call Officer Dave and threaten him, I think there'd be some
people would tell you
local,
go ahead and do it.
People knocking on my door pretty quickly.
I would imagine. I'd imagine so.
Would you say that, Super Dave?
You're not. That's not a justifiable threat coming from you, Josh. Let's just put it that
way. Oh,
that's nice.
There it is. Attacking, it is. Attacking the little guy.
Personal
attacking
attacks.
The little guy.
So backing that up. Now, this, I believe, happened on the same day. If it didn't, it was one or two days apart, but I think it happened on the same day. So she calls and threatens to kill a United States Senate member, or House Senate, whatever it was, I don't remember. And then we got another creep that used to work at NBC sending out all these notices that, oh, Barron Trump is now 18 years old.
Oh, yeah.
So he, how could you, what is wrong with you? This kid is 18 years old. He's the son of a former president. Why would you want to put him in jeopardy by saying something like, he's fair game now?
Yep.
What the hell does that even mean? Do you get it?
Well, I think, to me, it sounds like he's just going to go after him, not necessarily physically, but anything he says or does is now subject to scrutiny.
Well, then Kristen Burt told me this morning that she thinks it's Mike, was it Kinman or Mike Kinton or something? I don't remember his name. It was Mike something. But she said the guy's a Trump supporter. I have a hard time believing that. That he'd be, well, maybe he is. I don't know. People are that nuts now. People have lost their minds. They think they can do or say whatever they want, which is not true. You're going to get your ass handed to you. But I just cannot believe all the threatening that's going on. What is this all up? What is this now?
We removed the consequences.
Yeah, we
no
did.
One is held accountable for anything anymore.
God,
so it's
well,
the society.
What would happen, though, if in all seriousness, you know, you get this threat, if that congressperson or senator were to say, okay, please track this phone call.
Yes.
I guarantee you they
and
are.
And show up.
They are tracking and, it, yep.
And if she is a minor, all of a sudden, hey, you're not only a minor, you're saying this, we've got all your friends, so they are accessories.
Yes.
Either after the fact or part of the fact. And, we're your parents. We're going to put your parents, because they're responsible for you.
Yes.
We're going to put your parents on trial.
I love it.
I'd love
call.
To see it
that,
happen.
That starts stopping that kind of behavior real quick.
Yep.
Andy, did you track down that guy's name? It's Mike Kington or Kinsman?
Sington.
Or Sington. His name is Mike Sington, and... Did you get any info? Because I saw you kind of checking it out. Did you get any information on this guy?
He apparently was a former NBC executive.
Mm-hmm.
NBC Universal executive. I'm trying to find out exactly what his title was. He was an entertainment executive, apparently, according to his
okay.
LinkedIn.
Whatever that means. Does it go in depth about who, I mean... I have a hard time believing he's a Trump supporter if he's going to say it about Trump's own kid.
There is absolutely no way this man is a Trump supporter.
I wouldn't think so. But Kristen Burt thought he was, I'll tell you that.
Hmm.
But I just, I don't remember a time, and I'm including 1967, 68 after MLK, well, started with JFK, of course, and MLK, and it went on and on and on, people being shot in public. And I have not seen the United States this vile since 1967, 68.
Yeah.
It's hideous what's
I agree.
Going on right now. What is causing that psychologically? A loss of hope?
No.
Propaganda is most of it.
Yeah.
I don't see any loss of hope. I think it's just with a lot of, we'll say, social media, and even non-social media, cable television, mm-hmm. in order to get ratings, people started yelling at one another.
Yeah.
Now I've got to think of that one TV show that was so outrageous. With the guy, I think he was a former mayor of Cincinnati.
Jerry Springer.
There you go.
Yep, Jerry Springer.
And I'm not going to point and say, well, that was the start of outrageous behavior, but his show got plenty of ratings publicizing outrageous mm-hmm. behavior.
Yeah, it's true.
Now, that may not have been the start of that, but then if I start looking at a lot of the cable news shows it did not matter whether it came from Fox or MSNBC. Somebody told the newscasters, be as outrageous as possible.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And instead of having conversations, you had screaming matches back and forth. I mean, it was not Mike Wallace coming up with some very difficult questions for people to answer. And I couldn't even say it was Bill O'Reilly who followed on with that.
Yeah.
Or even, I got to think of this one guy who is no longer on MSNBC, but he was.
Oh, Don Lemon.
He was. No.
Different
not
guy.
Don Lennon. This goes back before that.
Oh, okay.
I think he was he could have been a former congressman, and it was not Morning Joe, but very. Hold on, it was Chris. Oh, Chris Matthews.
Oh, Chris Matthews. Yep. Okay.
Okay. Yep. So I would equate him with Bill O'Reilly. Mm-hmm. Okay, they had a lot of facts behind them. And they would go on, okay, you may agree or disagree with them, but at least there were some facts. And then it started becoming, oh, you guys are not bringing in the ratings. Go on the attack mode.
Yeah, yep, that's exactly what happens too.
And then that was attack mode. And then you know, I can go on with that. I mean, it's not... it is not the guy that you dominated on the airwaves, Tom, who came from New York and left Minneapolis pretty quickly, Mr. Stern.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and even he's toned down his act.
Yeah, that's what I hear, yep.
But again... outrageous comments on the radio, but that to me was entertainment. What's going on now is not
right
entertainment at all. It's nauseating, and a lot of it has no basis in fact. Only basis in emotion, or we could call made up facts. And for that, I can't say I've got a little blame on our educational system, but I can put it a lot to some of the stupid things that have showed up, we'll say, on TikTok.
Yeah,
not that
well,
I'm okay. Not that I'm in favor of a ban on TikTok. I am not. But and I do know that there is a lot of concern that the Chinese government is providing a lot of influence to what shows, you know, to shows up on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm the Chinese.
Uh-oh.
He just ran into a tree on his stationary bike.
He said Chinese and he got disconnected.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. He said the word Chinese and all of a sudden he's gone. Well, I'm sure that riding your bike, he might have unplugged something. I'm not really certain what happened, but
he'll be back.
Is that text you're sending so important that you missed your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
Going far.
Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw and Bryant.
Tom here. For years, you've heard me talk about my friends at North American Banking Company. They have great online and mobile banking options, plus friendly employees who are always ready to help. And with their location in Maple Grove now open, it's even more convenient for me and my family. Go visit my friends at any one of their six Twin Cities locations or go online to nabankco.com to learn more. Why not bank with my banker? North American Banking Company, a better banking experience, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. You all have helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today and have trusted in Mike Lindell to give you a great night's sleep. Mike's latest incredible deal is on the Giza Dream Sheets, which you've heard me rave about before, that's for sure. These sheets are made from the world's best cotton, Giza. They are ultra soft and breathable, yet extremely durable. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets at its lowest price ever. These sheets are 60% off, coming in as low as $39.99 with promo code TOM.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I assume he'll. Yeah, there he's back.
Nothing.
There he is.
Yeah, there. Nothing to worry about with America, because of the idiocy that shows up. Idiocy that shows up on TikTok. A bunch of fat old men dancing in bikinis.
Really? That's what's on there?
Well, my kids have shown me that stuff,
God.
And it's like. Here it is. Oh, my goodness. Okay. I'm going to do a TikTok video. I'm going to do, I'm going to dress up the dogs in funny clothes, and we're going to parade them around and send this out over TikTok. I'm going to come out with some outrageous stunt, and it's going to be on TikTok. So that to me is what is on there. Now, over the last weekend, while I was out in LA, my significant others, that's what I should call her now, S.O.
That's
my S.O. Yeah, significant other. There you go. Significant other. Son, who is a writer and director, and he is, we'll say, he's 40 years old. You know, he is all for a ban on TikTok.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, he said, junk, and more junk, and the Chinese government can stick things on there to subtly influence what people are thinking. Okay, then the SO's older sister, chimed in that she was someplace and she was talking to another individual who was in his 30s, who was very upset that TikTok could be banned. Why? Well, I get all my news from TikTok.
Well, that's good.
And I'm thinking, well, how old was this guy? 35. Thinking,
yep.
I've got a 40-year-old that says, this is bad. A 35-year-old says, oh, I don't look at any news other than what comes on TikTok.
Is your wife shaving the dog or what?
No, it's they're vacuuming our house.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They have to do it during the show.
You hear this?
It's so loud.
I'm like,
okay, could you go do that somewhere else?
Someone's getting a haircut.
Well, I have to leave in 5 minutes anyway, thank God, so I can lower my microphone a bit. But I just, see, I agree with all the things. Is it true that most of the people, of the 170 million people that are on TikTok in America, most of them are under the age of 25, I've heard. Is that true?
Let's see.
That does not sound credible. That sounds like casualty figures coming from Hamas.
Two-thirds of TikTok users are 25 to 34. Another third is 18 to 24. We don't even know how many are below 18 because they can't be counted.
Yeah.
So below the age of 25 is at least 40%.
Yeah.
So, hey.
Very young audience.
It's a very young audience.
Ooh.
And you think that's a good place to get news?
I don't doubt it. I mean, it really is. It's just Instagram for young people because they're the same thing. And everyone who's, you know, had a phone for a long time is using Instagram. So the only people who are using TikTok are people who just got their phones, a.k.a. children.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's bad news.
I don't think my granddaughters use TikTok, but they might be. But because they're on Apple phones, there might be a way that their parents can cut them off.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, there are parental controls on cell phones.
Oh yeah, Ethan actually he has a tablet which he uses to watch Super Simple Songs, and that's mm-hmm. about it. But there are very robust systems in place where they can't download any app. You can block anything. You can block the browser, block the texting, block the phone. Any app you don't want them to be able to open, you can block it. And you have to authorize all installations of apps. So you can turn a tablet or a phone into just like this one app device that doesn't do anything at all if you want to. So, and I think every parent should be doing that, honestly, to an extent.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not lock it down like that. But you should absolutely be locking down, you know, as someone who I first got on the internet when I was like 11 or 12. And back then the internet was just like, you know, it was the Wild West. There was barely any laws, barely any rules. No one even knew what was going on. And it was definitely like a kid that age should not have free rein access to the internet.
No. Right. Boy, it's getting louder.
Coming right up to the door.
Are they coming right up to the door?
No, not quite. I've seen them walk by like 7-8 times, but not quite.
Well, I'll just turn mine down because I got to go in about 3 minutes anyway. But I just wanted, you know, I wanted to hang as long as I could, and I will point out that maybe in the future we won't vacuum. Oh, they stopped. Good, perfect. Yeah, let's not be vacuuming in that room when Uncle Tommy is on the show. What do you say? Right
on.
All right, so I got to go in like 2 minutes. So any, and as soon as I'm gone, I know you guys are going to go after me and stab me right in the back. That I know is just a given.
Oh,
I'm so glad not? He's gone finally.
Well, you know, you guys, I was looking forward to hearing about this Phil last name.
Why no? Yeah,
who can't canceled out? Who's a former Mr. Olympiad?
Oh, he didn't cancel. We had to cancel on him. Basically, someone booked him for Friday, and we were like, "Fridays aren't good," and so we unbooked him.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because it'd be best not to have a guest on Friday.
Yeah,
that is true.
That's basically what we said.
I mean, Mr. Guest Josh Arnold. I mean, that's a whole different. So,
whoa.
What more do you need?
Well, I realize I'm not a regular. I'm not part of the in crowd that you guys have.
Uh-huh.
I realize that, you know, I'm a short, skinny, older guy who still is working.
Still working. Nothing wrong with that.
Still working. Right. No plans on retiring. Until they put me in the box.
I understand. I'm going to run something by you that I ran by the morning show this morning.
So okay.
If you heard it, you can't vote. But they brought up Goldberg. Remember the wrestler? Big, muscular Goldberg, the wrestler? Do you remember him?
I do not, but I remember the name.
Okay, Goldberg was a gigantically very muscular guy and all the rest of it. Goldberg has a cousin who lives in Minnesota, and you all know him. Who is Goldberg's cousin in Minnesota? You know the guy.
I know the guy?
I have to abstain from voting.
Mike Gelfand.
You are correct.
Really?
How did you know that? Yes.
I just named the first Jew that came to mind.
Whoa!
How many could there be in Minnesota?
That's a chip off the old block.
A chip
Andy
off the old block,
Bernard,
yeah.
That's it. Just like his dad.
Well, I also thought it would be funny because Gelfand being related to a professional wrestler is just, you know.
Yeah, you.
Sometimes the apple does fall very far from the tree.
You couldn't get two more physically opposite people
you could
in
not.
The world.
My gosh. Gelfand, I mean, he is short. I'm not going to say squat, but
wiry.
He's definitely not squat.
No,
he's definitely wiry.
He is.
Yeah.
He is just
very thin,
a short guy. I'm not even sure.
I love it.
You know, Tom, how you and he get along? I mean, he is more progressive.
Yes,
we'll say, than AOC.
See, I can close with this then. This is the proof that I am as even keel as they get. There are two guys that are very good friends of mine. I think the world of both of them. One is Mike Gelfand, and the other one is Mike Lindell, and they couldn't be any further apart
politically.
No,
they could not.
But I love them both. They're great guys. I don't give a rat's ass about anybody. Look, Mike Gelfand and Mike Lindell cannot pick the next president by themselves, so why would I get upset by their politics, right? Calm down, everybody, with this political BS. It's getting old, right? All right, you guys carry on. I will try to do my best. All I do is just move forward and try to bring in more advertising, you know, just so we could all ride a bike.
That's it. I like that. Bring in the advertising. Bring in the advertising. You advertise for me. I like it. I appreciate that.
I do too, believe me. All right, you three carry on. I got to jump, but I will talk to you all next week.
Yep.
Hasta luego.
Looking forward to it.
When you go to a restaurant, you expect the chef to be an expert. You expect your auto mechanic to be an expert when it comes to fixing your car. You judge them both by the results of their work. Josh Arnold is an expert in investments and planning your financial future. Josh Arnold is my expert, and he should be yours too. I talk to Josh every week, and he understands the market and the economy, and he knows how to plan for your retirement. Don't put it off another day. The man with your plan is Josh Arnold. Call Josh now for a no-obligation 48-minute evaluation. You've got nothing to lose, and you'll have an expert planning and managing your financial future. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608. Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC Security Investment Advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice. Tom Bernard is a paid endorser.
All righty,
okay.
Then.
I'm going to ask you guys, because I do not know whether you are Apple iPhone users or Android users, having like a Samsung phone or a Pixel phone. Do you think that Apple is a monopolist?
I think Apple is, but I think Google also is. I think they all are at this point. Well, we were actually talking about this in the chat. So do you remember years ago, Microsoft, I don't know if they ever actually got found guilty of it, but they someone went after them for their Internet Explorer.
Yes, that was called the U.S. government.
Yeah, the government went after Microsoft because Internet Explorer was bundled with Windows, and they said this is monopolistic. You know, you basically have to give people the choice of using IE or not. But now, I mean, okay, so having something pre-installed on Windows was monopolistic. But now you buy any phone, Android or Apple, it doesn't matter. There's loads of stuff that's on there, and you can't even remove it. So why isn't that monopolistic, but what Microsoft did back then was?
Well, I do remember that the suit, and I never thought that Microsoft had a monopoly, because you could change that browser if you wanted.
Well, yeah, you absolutely could, and I don't think it was a monopoly either, but they did get now, found liable, right?
They had to unbundle the Internet Explorer from Windows, and the suit really was also brought by not only the
Uh-oh. Oh, we lost Josh again.
And he's gone again. And
crashed into the tree.
Initiated by a company that you guys might not have heard of called Sun Microsystems.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
And Scott McNeely. Scott McNeely could not compete with Microsoft because Microsoft was starting to get into the enterprise. And Scott McNeely was a pretty good size contributor, as were others, to the fortunes of a president, last name of Clinton, because the Clinton Justice Department brought this suit, and it was in March of 2000. And to me, that suit that came at the end of March of 2000 seemed to be the top of the dot-com era. And after that, stocks started to sell off on that news. There were a few other things happening that March as well, where the Clinton administration started talking that all new technology should be shared freely, as in free.
That sounds kind of communistic or socialistic, doesn't it?
Free, yes. So all of the innovation that came into companies at that point in time, why are we spending all this money? Now, there were a few other things that caused the market to sell off over a period of time, including that we were coming up to an election in 2000, which once it was decided, it became undecided as the Democratic candidate, Mr. Gore, said that, nope, he didn't lose. He actually won, and he wanted a recount in three counties in Florida.
Yep.
And that went all the way to the Supreme Court before it was decided, yep, George Bush was the winner.
That was the hanging Chads thing, yep. Right?
Yeah, that was the hanging Chads thing. So once people start saying, Trump is protesting the election, it was stolen, et cetera. Sorry, guys, you had the same claim. But in any case, after that, the market started moving up again in 2001. And then, unfortunately, we had 9/11, 2001, which changed everything.
Yes, it did.
Now, the suit, in my estimation, that the Justice Department was filing against Apple, is nothing, to me, is nothing comparable, because there are a lot more alternatives available in the smartphone world. You know, even if you say, well, Apple's got 58% of the U.S. market, they only have 20% of the worldwide market. So that's a lot. And people, consumers decide whether or not they want an iPhone or blend it with an iWatch, because that's another part of the suit. Geez, if I have a Fitbit, I can't download that information onto my iPhone. Okay. That's your choice to have the Fitbit as opposed to an iWatch. So I'm paying up to have an iWatch because I like all the features that my iWatch has that do go with my iPhone. But that's my choice. Apple didn't force me to do that. If I got a Samsung smartwatch, it's not going to pair with my iPhone either. And by the same token, if I had have my Apple Watch and I had a Samsung phone, that wouldn't work either. So I don't see the government going after Samsung on creating interoperability with that. I mean, well, if you're going to be talking about all these companies being interoperable, you got to go after all of them. If you want that kind of level playing field, you don't go just after the one guy.
So this is kind of sounds like a witch hunt then, Josh, is what I'm hearing you say.
Well, I'm not going to say it's a witch hunt, but
or they want a piece of the action.
Yeah, I mean they're just like the European Union going after or creating a law, the Digital Marketing Act, that goes after Apple, Amazon, Google, Microsoft, Meta, and ByteDance, which owns TikTok, that they are platforms, and those platforms need to open up to anybody and not discriminate against any of the content and allow, in the case of, we'll say, Apple or their iPhone, allow a company like, we'll say, Spotify to use Apple's platform to promote their service, but go around Apple to collect fees without having to pay Apple a fee for using their platform and having access to Apple's X number of European customers or Apple's 2.2 billion worldwide customers. And that to me says, well, that's not only not fair, it makes no sense. If you're using, you know, a platform, let's say, I mean, the simple thing is, if I wanted to put my product, or if I wanted to sell bikes in Walmart, I've got to pay Walmart a fee to do that. If I want to sell mustard in Walmart, I've got to pay a fee to get the shelf space. So to me, it's no different. These companies should pay a fee. Now the question becomes, well, should it be Apple or Apple's 30% fee, which they collect only when you get a paid app? The free apps, they don't collect any money. Mm-hmm. And Google, nobody talks about Google. Google charges 30% fee. And you know, Microsoft has an issue with Apple's iPhone because they want to promote their games on the iPhone. Oh, that's kind of interesting. You want to promote your games and have your games available on the iPhone, but games that are designed for the iPhone can't be downloaded onto, you know, the Windows platform without doing a lot of changes. So where's the Justice Department on working with that?
Yep, it's everywhere.
Somebody just wants a piece of the apple pie, it sounds like.
Yeah, well, and I will say there's a case with Fortnite. I don't play that game. Maybe you guys play that game, but the game... No. Sponsor or developer Epic Games has had a ongoing issue with Apple over over their fees. But hey, you, Epic, signed a contract with Apple. You read the contract, and the contract specified when you or somebody buys something on the Apple's platform, you have to pay Apple 30 cents out of every dollar. You sign the contract. That's it. If you don't like the contract, renegotiate it. But don't go ask the government to say Apple's a monopolist. You, Epic Games, or you, Spotify, you sign the contract with Apple. You want a better contract? Go negotiate with them. Don't do it through, you know, some big big corporation, or not corporation, big government, and have the government do the work for you. And in one case in the United States with Epic Games, the federal judge said Apple is not a monopolist. So I think the end result of this is the DOJ, you know, has got everything under the sun into this suit. It's going to take many years to litigate, if at all. Apple could already, by the time this even goes to trial, Apple could change a lot of their change their app store or change what they're doing. And I think the end result, you know, could not be in the Justice Department favor. And it's just another thing, at least in my mind, that what are they doing? And do they know anything about how business works? Okay, you know, you say, well, Apple or Google have a monopoly. And I say, nope, Google doesn't have a monopoly because there are many search services out there. And yes, Google pays companies like Apple a significant fee to be their default search engine. But guess what? Google is a verb.
Yes, it is.
You guys might use Google. Why do you use Google as opposed to Yahoo or Microsoft's Bing or DuckDuck or any of the others, or Ask Jeeves, or AOL? You know, as you know, to do your search. Well, you know, that's why
I use Google, because all the others are horrible.
Okay,
Google's getting worse by the day, but it's still the best one.
Okay, so you made a choice to use Google.
I actually tried very hard to use anything but Google for a very long time, because I do think Google is monopolistic.
Okay.
And I think that they're very shady in a lot of ways. They have too much power, but the fact is that if you want to get anything done with a search engine, you basically have to use Google, except for some very basic things.
Okay. Well, I've never liked Google. I've always liked Yahoo. It's got more stuff on the face page that is of interest to me.
That's the key right there, the interest to you, because it's like that stuff, all that stuff on the face page, I couldn't give two craps about.
Yeah, I like it. It's just a text thing, and you hit enter, and that's it.
Yep.
That's what Google is.
Yep.
And that's what it's been since the very beginning. And the I'm feeling lucky button, which is stupid and no one uses.
Okay. But, I mean, you're making the choice to use it.
Yep.
I bought an iPhone. That was my choice to buy the iPhone and continue to buy, you know, the headphones, the watch. I've got two watches. I'm looking to get a third watch. I think that they're tremendous products. I like what Apple's innovation does, and I like some of the, we'll call it, privacy features. Plus, it's easy to use. You know, I've got clients, even though they have large positions in Apple stock, that like Samsung phones or a Pixel phone, because initially they got a deal on it, and you know, through the, whether it's Verizon or AT&T or T-Mobile. Me, I just like going to the Apple store because it's a great experience, a much better experience than when I used to go to Verizon to pick out an old cell phone. So I like that experience factor. People are very helpful and super knowledgeable.
Yeah, my wife does the Samsung thing, and she did it specifically because she wanted to be able to pair her calendar and whatnot with the Microsoft part of the Android. Me, I like the simple stuff. I'll take the simple iPhone any day of the week.
Mm. Oh, you have different phones? Yep. Interesting.
Yep.
Most families, they all go one or the other.
Yep. No, she picked the Android specifically because of being able to use Microsoft and sync it with her work stuff. And me, it's like, no, this is way too easy. My son did the iPhone first, and I asked him questions about it. He's like, it's the easiest one on the market. So,
see, I had an iPhone for a while, and then I switched over to Android. iPhones are just—they're so expensive.
Yeah,
that's the thing. It's like Do they even have a cheap model anymore?
No.
Yeah, now it's just like the standard price for every iPhone over is $1,000.
Yep, exactly.
Whereas
you can get something cheaper. You buy the
used ones,
previous year's model. So right now they're on the 15, so it's cheaper to get a 14. There's still some 13s around.
I'm running a 12.
Yeah, and when I was in L.A., I saw a billboard for one of the cell phone carriers. Come in, $99 for an iPhone 12 Max. Okay, well, that's still plenty of choice with what you're going to get.
Yep.
But you're making the choice with that. End result, I think in terms of a stock, I think the stock price is going to be under pressure. Long term, I still have my $250 price target on Apple. It's just going to take a lot longer with this, I'll call it, legal overhang on. But Apple's still going to innovate. They're still going to provide, and this will be very interesting in June when they talk about artificial intelligence and how that's going to work with phones, whether they develop their own or, you know, the deal that they're working on with Google, that other monopoly, because Google does pay Apple a significant amount of money to be the default search engine. And the questions come up, well, why doesn't Apple develop their own search engine?
Well, didn't they do Apple's that with Safari?
Yeah, but it's
Safari's just
default.
A browser.
Oh, okay. I get
yeah.
you. Okay.
Yeah, but Apple doesn't have a search engine, I don't believe.
No, but they use Google.
Yeah.
They say, we use the best. That's the best. Why do we have to spend money when something's already out there, well-received, it's the best, don't have to repeat the process. So if Apple uses Google's Gemini AI, well, I don't know whether Apple's going to be paying or that's going to be part of the deal they have with Google, so that the Gemini AI initially will be the default artificial intelligence that goes on the next iPhones. So that's going to be interesting. That comes up in June, but we'll have to wait and see. I'm not running away from Apple, but this suit, a lot of headline, a lot of noise, but I don't think it's going to amount to too much.
Okay.
There.
Well,
good way to end her, Josh.
Good way to end the show.
Okay.
We are.
Well, you guys are tremendous. Thank you very much.
Careful riding your bike in the snow out there.
Don't run into any trees.
Nope.
No, that's why the bike is on a stand. Mm-hmm.
In the basement, right?
In the basement.
Well, I hope you have a radon mitigation system. You're breathing pretty heavily there.
Yeah, we've got all kinds of things here.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
All right. So we will talk to you Monday, after which it will apparently have snowed 100 feet.
Okay.
So depending on if this, you know, every winter we get, it's the next winter apocalypse. It's the next blizzard of 91.
Yeah.
And if it's true, we may or may not see you on Monday, but I doubt it.
Yeah.
And well, then, here it is. It's basketball tournament time. Isn't the facts lead that basketball tournament time in Minnesota is snow time?
That's what they say.
High school tournaments. There's always a big to do about that.
There's always an early snow and a late snow.
Yeah.
And this is the late snow.
Yep. And they're talking rain again next week, so it isn't going to stick around very long. So.
As soon as that rain hits that snow, it's gone.
Yep.
All right. Well, we'll see you on Monday and. Enjoy,
have a great weekend.
Enjoy
See you, Josh.
The snow.
Take it easy.
You too. Thanks, Super Dave. Thanks, Andy.
Bye.
Bye.